The animal welfare debate is about to get very heated, with calls mounting for a ban on caged eggs. A record number of submissions have been sent to a review on the issue, with public consultation closing this month. While animal rights groups are staging protests, caged egg farmers are calling for a broad debate, fearing their sector will be closed down. Serena Locke reports.
At this egg farm on Melbourne's outskirts, there are 25,000 hens in cages. It's a clean shed, kept at around 22 degrees, where until 50 years ago, Brian Ahmed's family had free-range hens.
Well, what we noticed when we put them in the cages, first of all, we dropped our mortality rates dramatically. We went from about 25% mortality down to about 3%. We also saw far less disease outbreaks because we've removed the birds from their faeces. And the most important thing, that removed the use of antibiotics and chemicals.
Caged eggs are half the price of free range at 30 cents each. They still make up 56% of all the eggs we consume. But there's mounting pressure on the industry, and the new poultry welfare standards and guidelines process has attracted a record 100,000 submissions, triple the normal response. The RSPCA's Jed Goodfellow says caging hens is cruel.
We see that hens inside these systems suffer from the highest rates of disuse osteoporosis. They have the weakest bone strength of any system. They also suffer from fatty liver disease and, of course, the extreme behavioural deprivation. Hens inside battery cages can't even extend their limbs, let alone express any kind of innate behaviours.
The RSPCA says 84% of the public want a caged egg ban, and they're frustrated the draft report on poultry welfare did not include it. Animal welfare scientist Paul Hemsworth says furnishing cages would be better for the hens.
Furnished cages have perches. So birds are motivated to roost, for example. Perches are also good for bone strength. Furnished cages have a nest box, and we know that birds are highly motivated to use a nest box if they're experienced with nest boxes. Furnished cages have dust baths, and birds are moderately motivated to use dust baths.
The RSPCA warns even furnishing cages with nest boxes may not satisfy customers for long.
The industry really needs to look at the experiences in New Zealand and Europe in terms of where the market is going. So the market isn't making a distinction between the barren battery cage system and furnished cages.
That's what worries Brian Ahmed, who's still paying off the last upgrade.
But the thing is, I don't want to put scratch pads and dust baths in a cage because that is where diseases spread.
Brian Ahmed, a caged egg farmer at Werribee near Melbourne, ending Serena Locke's report.